Howdy, neighbors. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's time for us to take a look at our market analysis. Justin Lewis with KISS Futures is joining us today to talk about our grain, our oilseed, our cotton futures here at the tail end of the week. We're back with Justin in just a moment.
It's the Hall of Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 Limousine and Limflex Bulls, 65 Fall Yearlings, that's 63 Black and Polled and 2 Reds, 35 Spring Yearlings, 95 Limflex with low birth weights and outstanding growth and performance, and 5 Top Pure Breds. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or log on to www.hallchr.com.
Ag commodities generally higher today. We had corn, beans, and wheat stronger, cattle stronger as well. Corn closed up 1 to 2.5 cents with the December 16 new crop corn up 2 3/4 at 378 1/4. It's been on a slow grind here down. Today the grain's actually perked up, which is a good side. Beans were the leader here, 13 to 14 cents higher. New crop Novembers were on the low end, only up 12.5 at 890.5. Lots of attention being paid to the $9 level and seeing if the market can get there. And if so, where to go from there, if that will be resistance or it'll pierce that level. Wheat, 2 to 4 higher. Chicago wheat, anywhere from actually steady to 2.5 higher. Kansas City was a little bit stronger. July Kansas City up 3.5 at 479 1/4. The high today for that July Kansas City was 480. And then cattle, of course, feeders up 50 to $1.15. They closed off their high about 70 cents. Live cattle, anywhere from 70 to 97 higher. And in cotton futures, we don't really pay a whole lot of attention in cotton, even though it's very important to us. December 16 cotton is up 44 cents at 56.44. The idea over the last couple of weeks has been with lower commodities, those spring planting crops will likely shift those acres toward cotton. The only information this morning out of the government was really not specifically directed at the grains, but it does have somewhat of an impact. Non-farm payrolls were higher than expected, up 242,000. The average guess was 190,000, so that was considered positive, and maybe increase the odds that the Federal Reserve System will increase rates going forward. So we don't have any definite answer though, but that will drive markets going forward. Next Wednesday we've got the USDA monthly report. Early estimates for corn on the carryout is 1.873 billion. That was up from February of 1.837. So bigger corn on soybeans, a little bit bigger as well. They're expecting an increase of 16 million bushels, up to 466 million bushels. And then wheat carryout is expected to increase by 4 million bushels, up to 970 million bushels. And that crop just continues to increase and get bigger. And that's also reflective of what we're seeing on price. Other positive factors here, stock market's up 40 on the Dow Jones. S&P is up 5. The crude oil is up $1.30. So across the board, there are some outside factors increasing the ag commodities here today.
Thank you, Justin. Justin Lewis with KISS Futures. And that's a look at our market analysis. Have a good day, good weekend. Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.